A property expert named Rob Dix has used artificial intelligence, AI, software to create a digital version of himself. This digital clone, called a chatbot, can answer questions just like Rob would. To train the chatbot, Rob gave it his books, columns, and podcasts so it could respond in his own style. He made the clone to help him answer the many questions he gets from his followers. Rob is one of about 150 people who have made AI clones of themselves through a UK company called CoachVox AI. Using AI clones is becoming more popular, and other companies like Synthesia and Delphi offer similar services. People can upload their past writings or recordings, like videos, podcasts, and articles, to train their clones. The clones can then take on some of their work, like talking to employees or giving advice to clients. CoachVox AI says their clones can think about new situations instead of just repeating old information. Synthesia goes even further by making a talking avatar that can appear on screen and speak in over 120 languages. Creating AI clones has its advantages, like saving time for users and giving instant answers to clients. But there are also downsides to think about. Some experts worry that AI clones might not always give the right information, especially in complicated business situations. Others are concerned about machines not being aware enough and the dangers of relying on them to make decisions. Rob knows about these worries and tells users that they're talking to technology, not a real person. In conclusion, using AI clones is a way for people to use technology to be more productive and give helpful information to their audience. But it's important to be careful and understand the limits of this technology.